Cool Kids listeners.
It's time for another episode. Is everybody ready?
Yeah! Let's get started.
Hey everybody, we're back with another episode. Collins, what time of year is it?
Christmas.
So do you think we should tell a podcast story about the holidays?
Yeah.
What's this one's called?
A Holiday Adventure.
Let's get started.
The Holiday Adventure. The best time of the year was just a few days away. The air was cold. The snow on the ground was as white as a cloud. And the elf on the shelf was always keeping a close eye on things. For Luna and Lucas, they couldn't be more excited. The kids just knew this Christmas was going to be full of toys, games, candy, and cookies. And they were counting down the days. Little did they know, this year would take a wild turn, which would create Christmas chaos for the whole family.
It was December 23rd, and it was the family tradition to stay one night in the big city at a huge hotel. "I can't wait to get to the hotel. We're going to have so much fun," Luna said. Luckily for her elf Piper was in a mason jar, which meant Luna could carry her around. "I'm taking Piper to the hotel with us." Lucas was also excited about the elf joining them at the hotel.
"I hope she has a fun time with us downtown."
When they arrived downtown at their hotel, Luna and Lucas raced into their room.
"It's so big," shouted Lucas.
"Look at the view," said Luna. They couldn't wait to go see all the Christmas decorations and go ice skating like they do every year. They were planning on going to see the Christmas tree in the town square, and Luna just knew she had to take Piper, the elf. Her parents were a little worried, but didn't want to ruin the Christmas spirit. So Luna, Lucas, their parents, and Piper, the elf, headed out to see the Christmas tree.
"Look at all the lights," shouted Lucas.
They just couldn't believe that so many lights could fit onto one tree. All around the tree were large boxes of presents, ribbons and bows, and of course, snow all around. They took pictures, did snow angels in the snow, and of course made sure Piper the elf was a part of it all. After the tree, Luna and Lucas were getting cold and thought that some hot cocoa would be perfect. They gathered their things and headed to Ralph's coffee shop for some nice hot cocoa. As the hot cocoa came out, Luna looked around, hoping to show her elf just how delicious it was. She looked to her left and looked to her right and all around, but she realized Piper was nowhere to be found. "Oh no," Luna shouted. "I think I forgot Piper in the mason jar at the Christmas tree." Both Luna and Lucas started to cry when they realized that they had accidentally left her behind. Her parents quickly gathered their things and headed to the down square to see if they could find Piper. They looked in the snow, they looked under the boxes and bows, asked other people if saw Piper, but they had no luck. They walked back to the coffee shop. Maybe it fell out while they were there. Maybe it was on the sidewalk somewhere. They searched and searched all around the square,
but they couldn't find Piper.
Luna and Lucas were so very upset. They cried and cried, just knowing that they ruined Christmas. As they headed back to their hotel, Luna just knew Christmas would never be the same. Once they got to the hotel, they slowly made it up to the 27th floor, down the hall and into their room. Oddly enough, the room was very cold. Luna's dad thought the heater must have broken. But as they looked across the room, they noticed the window was open, just a few inches. Luna rushed over and quickly closed the window. And as she did, she saw a glimmer of snow on the side of the bed. She turned and saw something she couldn't believe. It was the mason jar with Piper the Elf safely inside. "How?" Luna shouted. "How did she get here?" She thought her brother, Lucas, was pranking her, but he was just as shocked. Luna grabbed the jar, which was freezing cold and covered in snow, and hugged it tight. Piper was back. Luna cried once more, but this time it was because she was so very happy. How did this happen? Santa must have been close by, or maybe it was a reindeer, or another helping hand elf. But either way, the magic of Christmas was right here.
The end. Merry Christmas.
Well, guys, another great episode. Collins, what do we want to say?
First, I would like to give a big thank you to our fans, Miles and Marlo, for helping us with a great kickoff in the story.
Yeah, that was really nice of our fans to help us kick off this episode. Collins, how did this story make you feel?
Great. I loved how it was about Christmas and how Piper made it home safely.
Yes, no doubt had a very good ending. And Porter, what is a lesson that you learned from this episode?
To keep a close eye, that is something important to you.
Yeah, and so if something's important to you, keep a close eye on it, and that way you won't lose it. Uh-huh. Awesome. All right, well, what do we tell our fans?
Bye. Bye. Merry Christmas.
We'll see you next time.